Let's go back and talk about a couple of things. Obviously, we've decided that we're not going to have a bond issue in College Station. We're going to have certificates of obligation, which is all well and good. And the city seems to be in pretty strong financial standing, so that shouldn't be a problem. But I guess, and I didn't watch the whole meeting, but basically all I heard was transportation. Are there some other things that we're going to be looking at when we do this?
There really are. I mean, transportation was the major chunk of it, of $30 million, but we're doing more than $12 million in facilities. Mm-hmm. That includes the expansion of the Ringer Library, design costs for a new police station, and funds to study and design how we can change the existing Arts Council building into a community center.
Now, see, and I want to talk, I mean, as I've understood, and again, from the people in College Station I've talked to, I get the police station, understand that, and how that's going to be a work in progress, and we'll have some immediate relief, but then eventually there'll be some expanded facilities. But, you know, for all of us who grew up with the Arts Council building with the name that shall not be spoken that's been removed,
Thank you.
The thing is, the geography, the location of it is really great to have something going on. And I mean, you've got clear land right there that goes down to the Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. And this really looks like a situation that, that could be utilized in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking as well. The Arts Council is renting the facility, which the city owns and city operates, so it wouldn't add to any O&M. So we're looking at design of how we could expand that to have like a major meeting room. Seniors could have line dancing, could have receptions, kind of like the old conference center on George Bush.
Senior line dancing, guys. You heard it here first. Breaking news in College Station. We're going to have senior line dancing. But now,
well, to the seniors, that's an important activity.
Sure. No, I understand. Now, if line dancing's not going on, or if you're not having a such and such, if it is unbooked, will it be completely empty? I mean, what is your thought on that? Or no, would there be offices in there?
Yeah, I think there would probably be some parks offices and, how's the senior coordinator would be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think it's got great potential because it is a fairly central location. It's you got enough streets to get there.
Enough parking and backs up to the festival site.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pluses there.
Well, I hope that happens. Now brings me to the next thing, which was an interesting idea, and that was to have a some sort of a beer festival. I think somebody wanted to have a beer festival down in Northgate, but that brought up the entire question of what do we do if we want to have a gathering of people in Northgate? And as I was looking at it, I'm just one guy who happens to be standing in front of a microphone, people have to get there, which means once they get there, they have to park. Well, what you were going to do is use up the entire parking lot for the gathering thing. And so from that standpoint, I don't see that idea really should hold much water.
Well, it was something that was brought to us in workshop. The loss of parking spaces is enough to, you know, cause concern.
Mm-hmm.
And so Debbie Eller, our community coordinator, is going to have stakeholder meetings, probably two or three, with the churches, the daytime businesses, the restaurants, bars, and to find out what they think about it, because, you know, to give up the parking spots is major. It's, 120 spots.
Well, and quite honestly, if I'm a beer place, if I'm a beer location, and they're going to be out in the back parking lot drinking beer, I'm not going to be making any money off that. Is that basically right? I mean,
they got to buy the beer somewhere.
Well, okay, I understand that, but
and you can't have open containers in Northgate.
Sure. I don't know. Could you do buses in? I mean,
I think those are the logistics that have to be worked out.
Yeah, I just, I understand that, but I think Northgate has probably changed to the point now that you wouldn't be able to do that because all that empty space now has people living on it.
And not space anymore.
Yeah, it's not empty space.
Exactly.
Just as a member of council, and not that it's your job to necessarily come up with that, do you see that there are some sort of special event opportunities in Northgate beyond if they just did happen to do this one thing?
Well, possibly. I mean, you know, they've done a Christmas at Northgate where they've had the various entities that do business there, decorate trees and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, that would be sort of a walking tour where you could park.
Yeah. Well,
and so I'm not opposed to having things in Northgate. It just has to, the logistics have to work out. Yeah.
Well, again, these are the best days for Northgate merchants. I've always thought the city, you know, just abused them 20 years ago. I thought it was really tough to do business at Northgate, and that's not the case now, but it's a different critter. Let's talk about the Aspen Heights development. This is an area, you know, some people see this and some people, it's not even part of their travel, but there's a bunch of people who live over there.
There really are. That intersection of Holloman South and 2818 is a bottleneck. And that was really the reason that council, when they saw this in June, had gave pause, because there was a traffic impact analysis that said that intersection was not operating efficiently. And so to add more student housing there, to add more cars on the road, gave us pause. And so we asked to have it come back, and it did last week. And since that time, the Texas A&M Transportation bus system said that they're going to come down on South Holloman. So that alleviates a whole lot of traffic that's going to come in that area. And so we approved the zoning change. And also part of the capital improvement program for next year is the design of the widening of South Holloman.
Well, and again, I think this is probably going to end up being another super high-density area in time. There's not much we could do about that.
And then we're going to move the railroad crossing to Deacon, so that'll help too.
Sure, sure. I want to go ahead and get your comments. Obviously, everybody did speak at council with the McCullough subdivision right there, and those folks, I really applauded the fact that they were able to come in and kind of stop some development. But the deal is you've already got seven that are in place that haven't been built yet. Do you know if there have been any kind of discussions having to do with maybe they understand they wouldn't be welcome neighbors in there?
I am not aware of any of that. I was very impressed with the neighbors that they were able to get 50 plus one signatures, and I think we had a really good turnout at City Hall. We probably had 60 or 70 people that came, and probably 10 or 12 that spoke. And they spoke passionately about their neighborhood. And, you know, I believe in the free enterprise system, and nobody's been forced to sell their house. But, you know, if you can sell your house and make a ton of money, you know, some people have done that. And the fact that these families are saying, we don't want two-story houses, and they're basically saying our property values are not going to go up as high as they could because of the limit that they're placing on the property, hats off to them.
Yeah, I have to, you know, on a personal note, I can remember probably 25 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, I own a house about two blocks behind City Hall, and people in that area, and actually back lower down on in College Hills, wanted to keep this kind of thing from happening. And even 25 years ago, it was too late. Students were already starting to move in. So that's really how long College Station residents have been struggling with this. And for it to have, if you would have told me then that one of these things would still be able to be done in 2015, I would have said there's no way. But I do. I have to applaud these individuals for being able to get that 50 plus one that was necessary to make that move.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what else you got going on?
Well, tonight, it just so happens, there's a public meeting at the Ringer Library, and this will be the architect's going to be there to talk about conceptual plans and provide feedback. And so if you have any interest in how the city's going to spend $8 million on the renovation and repurposing.
Is this of the library that we're talking about?
This is at the library tonight.
But, I mean, is the architectural stuff is of the library what they're going to do?
Yes. Okay. It'll be at the Ringer Library at 6:30.
So now, basically, how much more square footage are you going to do? You got any idea yet as to what you want to try to do there?
No, I think they're going to try to change some of the programming.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, books and some reconfiguration.
Well, it's a pretty good location. There's high traffic there, obviously, because you're right. Right.
There's just not a whole lot of land to expand there.
Yeah.
But,
okay, so that's tonight. And now, where are we in the budget process? We got to get that done fairly soon, right?
Tonight, we're going to have a budget, a workshop on the tax rate.
Okay.
Our tax rate is going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. We're not increasing any fees for water or electric, wastewater, sanitation. All that's going to stay the same. So if anybody wants to talk about the tax rate, come on out to City Hall at 7.
If they want to come out and spend more money, you'll be glad to listen to them?
No, we've publish the rate that we're going to put into effect, so we can't change that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But
we'll move forward.
Anyone who wants to talk about the tax rate is welcome to come.
Okay. Mayor Nancy Berry here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.